Is that going to be copyrighted?
Yes.
We're such a popular podcast, we just have to worry about copyright.
I think it's enough wine for now.
That's Allie peeing. Oh my god, I have this like chin hair. Do you get chin hairs?
Yeah.
The one right now is like, I have like peach fuzz on my face, but I'm starting to, or for years, I've been getting like the thick black ones. And I pluck them. Yeah, I pluck them. And when they start to come back in, they're pokey. So you can like feel it.
Oh, yeah. Story of my life, girl. They're called witch hairs.
Ugh.
You need to go on Amazon and you need to order the Flawless Hair Remover, Facial Hair Remover. And it's like this tiny little lipstick looking thing. And it's like a little circular buzzer. Like, obviously, it takes your hair off. But it takes off all your peach fuzz. And I literally do it once a week.
It's like and laser hair removal?
No, it's just, it's kind of like a dermaplaning type thing. Not really, but it's just like a little tiny soft buzzer, vibrating razor, like circular.
It's a razor. Oh,
so yeah, but it's not like a razor.
No, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it once a week and it takes off all my peach fuzz. Like makeup sits better. My face, I don't feel like I break out as much.
I nair my face. That's
surprising
weeks.
Coming from you.
I know it's so bad, but I tried doing electrolysis, but you have to go, like you have to let it grow out a bit and then you have to go a couple times for them to get it all. And nair is like the only thing, but I it makes me break out every time I use nair.
Of course it does. Yeah. Look on Amazon and it's so cool.
Will you send me the link? Do you also use it on your vagina?
No, it's not big enough.
Girls got big lips.
So what's that? And like Mean Girls, I have a wide set vagina.
I have such a big vagina. Like I always have camel toe. Like I swear to God, Khloe Kardashian is my spirit animal because like everything about her, I feel like is so similar, but her, like she talks about her big vagina. Like I swear I walk in, I always make the joke about like clapping my hands. It's just.
Wait, do you have like big lips?
I think so. I remember, like, I always have made these jokes about myself. And then when Paul and I started hooking up, I remember him saying to me, he's like, quit saying that because it's not true. And I thought, do you really want me to stop saying it because it's really not true or because you don't want your friends thinking you're just, like, fucking a hallway?
Oh, my God. Well, no, I mean, no. That's funny. If you have big lips, then it means they're, like puffy and stuff, right? Or like you like your hole is big.
No, I just think it's just whatever, like anytime I wear tight pants or anything, like my fucking vagina, like I have camel toe, like you can see it.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, but like I don't know, like the lips just come down, like it's just the way my vagina is.
Whatever. Your vagina is beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Craziness.
Guys do not give a shit what any vaginas look like. They really don't even care if they're shaved or not shaved.
Whatever. They say they care, but
they don't.
We got in a whole discussion after the Browns game last night, like a whole table of people were talking. The one gal was saying that she wants a nose job and she has like a beautiful face. She has a beautiful nose. And all the guys were like, you don't need a nose job. Don't fuck with your face. And we started talking about how when people start changing things too much, how in nature, like there's just something about someone that looks off when they get too much plastic surgery.
100%.
But then my argument is how, like guys will always say, we don't care about that. We don't care about that. But the minute a woman walks by that is like done from head to toe, fake boobs, a ton of makeup, hair extensions, the right, you know, expensive clothes and purse. They're just like jaw dropping. They can't stop staring at them. And the guys were arguing, we don't fucking know like that they're wearing expensive clothes or they have hair extensions and stuff. And my argument was, yeah, like, but we know they do. Like my point is you're telling us, like I have guys all the time tell me like, you don't need to wear all that makeup. Like we like you better without it. But when I do wear makeup and get dolled up for a night out, they're always like, oh wow, like you look great.
Well, yeah, it must be like, just your first physical attraction, but then I guess if you're around it all the time, it gets old. I don't know. I don't know.
I have a theory. Have I told you this theory about the Kardashians?
No.
So like not to be like, it's just, obviously it's probably not true, but, and it's like a total, it's a kind of an exaggeration, but the Kardashians get cheated on occasionally. Like, yeah, that's kind of something that happens. Yeah. And so my theory is that, you know, physical touch is such a huge component of any relationship
and 100%
and intimacy. So the Kardashians are done up, or people like the Kardashians are done up all the time. And so, like, they have hair extensions in, or, you know, a weave, or wigs, and they have all this makeup on. So, like, you can't kiss them or touch them because they're all done up, or you can't put their hands in their hair, or their nails are so long that it's, you know, they're scratching you. And so without that, like, human touch where you always have to be, like, an arm's length away because you're going to, like, fuck up the masterpiece.
Yeah.
I don't think that's healthy. Like, you need to be able
to. That's so true.
Yeah. That's Lindsay's theory on love.
The Kardashians. Why the Kardashians get cheated on? Because you can't fucking touch them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. Between, like, the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., you can do whatever you want, which is great for, you know, sex.
Yeah.
But.
I like being low maintenance.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Let's call Jeremy in. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
What up, Jeremy?
Oh, you're not recording already, are you?
Yeah, it's recording.
Hi, Jeremy.
Oh, hi, Ellie.
Oh, sound
miserable. Jesus, oh, my God. Christ. Okay. I
just woke up. Give me 1 second here. Like, literally just woke up.
You're dreaming. This is a dream.
No, this is a nightmare.
Oh. Nothing's changed.
All right. Okay, we're good.
Hey, Jer.
Hello.
Hi.
He's so mad at himself, and he's like, why did I answer?
I know. How's it going? What are you up to on this Monday evening?
I just woke up.
From a nappy nap?
Good morning.
Yeah. Morning to me.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. We were just...
woke me up.
What woke you up?
My phone. Somebody blowing me up on some kind of a, hey, get up.
Oh, whoops. Well... Allie and I were just reminiscing about our weekends and how fucking crazy of a weekend it was for me. And she was telling us about her crazy weekend as well. And we were like, hey, we should call Jeremy in and see how crazy his weekend was.
Wow, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did totally. Nothing except hang out with my daughter. That's all I do.
All right. All right. Okay. I like it.
Okay. Well, that's fun.
More my speed.
Yeah. Allie, trust me, I relate with the whole homebody thing.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God. Well, that's good. You guys sound real rested. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do enough socializing for the all three of us all combined, so we're good.
Good grief.
Yeah. Good grief is right.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
I absolutely did. I was impressed.
Yeah, I wasn't. It was, you know. When I did look up at the TV, it was a good game.
Well, you know, Miami's a bad team, but, you know, the Browns, with everything that happened last week, you know, they could have just, with everybody dogging on them, what happened with Myles Garrett, they came out and they played pretty good.
That's all. Did you guys see that at the tailgating, somebody was going around with a, what's his name?
Oh, Mason Rudolph, the pinata.
Yeah, a pinata. And then they were like, you have to hit it with a helmet.
Did you see what all the fans are doing, what they're sending him?
No.
They're taking donations. They're sending him a literal bag of dongs.
Oh, my God.
Of dongs?
Yes. Yes.
Like penis
I'm
dongs?
Assuming you, yeah.
Sex toys, yes.
Wait.
Why?
Who? Myles Garrett? Oh,
to Mason Rudolph. Browns fans are sending it to Mason Rudolph.
Because he grabbed Myles Garrett's junks, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Allie, you're like, you're kind of making me wet. Like, this is...
I put piece things together, you know?
Yeah, no, I am so impressed by you right now.
Thank you. I feel really good about myself.
So my uncle, Mark, knows like nothing about sports. He's your quintessential like gay man that is just ignorant to sports. He doesn't give a fuck, but he knows that I love sports. And so to appease me, he will, while he's at work, look up at the screen like ask people about what's going on. So yesterday, halfway through the game, I get a text from him and all it says is, "Oh yeah, ride those Dolphins all the way home." And I was like,
coming from a gay man, that is amazing.
I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, Baker's looking real good." And I'm like, "Who are you? Did someone steal your phone?" Like,
he loves you.
Oh, he does. He does. I was telling him this morning, Allie, how I told you about how like my thong was like halfway down the condo hallway this morning. And yeah, this afternoon when I found it, and I messaged him and I was like, "Oh my God, like what the fuck is my life that like this is what's happening?" He goes, "Honestly, Lindsay, why couldn't you just like put it in your pocket? That's what I used to do back in the day." And I was like,
"Oh my God." Does Jeremy know about this story?
No, I haven't talked to him. No, my night was fucking crazy. I will.
When it starts off with my thong was halfway down or whatever, I'm assuming that things got a little out of hand.
No,
yeah, but she doesn't know. She doesn't know if it was like from her laundry or her wild night out.
I have no idea. This was what I came across at like noon today. Like my whole day has just been piecing together. I went to bed at 3 a.m. last night, and
so you think.
I'm pretty sure. I don't even know. But all I know, Jeremy, is I woke up with a recollection of some like really gorgeous man on top of me at some point last night and a huge bag of shrooms in my purse. So
the guy couldn't get it up or something, or so we think.
I don't know. Like I don't know if I was so fucked up that I was literally numb to what was happening, or if like I was telling Allie, like we started having sex and I didn't know if we were having sex. Like I didn't know.
Welcome, Jeremy. Aren't you so glad we woke you up for this?
Yeah, absolutely. I cannot believe mushrooms even mentioned in the story. What are we, like back in 2003? Oh, my God. They're still around.
Allie.
What?
Do you have Jeremy's phone number?
Yeah.
Can you text him a picture of a diva cup?
Yeah. Well, now you can't. You just said what it was.
Oh, do you know what a diva cup is, Jeremy?
Not a clue.
Okay, hold on.
She's going to send you a picture of something, and we want you to tell us what you think it might be.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he knows what a diva cup is. Hopefully, I'm sending it to the right Jeremy. I'm also going to send this to my husband.
I just got it. It's opening up now. It almost looks like a...
What, did you say that again, though?
I said it almost looked like a plunger at first without the handle. But I don't know. Is it like something that goes over a boob?
You're getting closer.
Well, not really, but kind
something
of.
Listen to this. Wait a minute. This is nothing to do with like a vagina, does it? What is it?
Yeah, it has something to do with the vagina. Keep going.
I'm assuming it goes inside.
Yeah, it's a menstrual cup.
That's disgusting.
It's a cradle for your period.
Why do you have a picture of that?
Okay. Because I accidentally...
Wait, no, stop right there. Jeremy, if you were hooking up with a girl and she left in the morning and you found one of those in your bathroom, what would be your first thought, not knowing what it was?
I mean, is it in the garbage?
No.
It's just
That's rinse and recycle, Jeremy. You can use that all over this.
Oh.
What would you think, though? What would you think?
I don't know what I would think.
Funny.
So, last night, I was telling Allie, I woke up this morning. Part of my morning was I went to the bathroom and I started my period. So, I was like, oh, where's my diva cup? And then
is that really what they call it?
Yeah.
It's called a menstrual cup, but a brand, it's like calling Kleenex, like tissue paper Kleenex. It's the.
So like on your grocery list, get new diva cup. Like that's what you.
Yeah. I literally ordered one today. Mm-hmm. The point is they're sustainable. So I started using them because it's cost effective. You pay like $30 for them one time and you're not throwing away a bunch of tampons. It's better for your body, like absorbing. The point is
perfect.
But yes, the point is I had it in yesterday because I knew I was going to start my period soon. So I was trying to be proactive. And I left it in the hotel bathroom of this guy's hotel. And I'm like, fuck, first of all, that's like an expensive thing to leave behind. And I didn't have any tampons around. And then I thought, what the fuck is this dude going to think when he wakes up and goes in his bathroom and sees this silicone fucking cup?
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but see, he probably has no... I said that he thought it was a dreidel. He thought it was like a shot glass.
Oh, my God. If him and his friends are using it as a shot glass, I swear. It's like... Now I wish I knew his last name. It's clear. The one I had was clear.
Okay. Well, he probably has no idea what the hell is sitting in his bathroom.
Maybe he thinks it's something to do with like plumbing. Like you said, a plunger. Like maybe he thinks the hotel left it. Like,
yeah.
His friend goes to this bathroom and takes a shit, and he's like, "Dude, I got you."
Oh my god! Oh my god! He was so cute. This poor kid probably has no clue.
Usually when they're that cute, there's nothing going on inside.
No, it was such good conversation. I told you, like, from what I remember.
You were on shrooms. Everything was a good conversation.
You're not
wrong. That's true. Everything. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh, I love it. Too funny.
I feel bad because Erin's going to listen to this and be like, she was on shrooms when she called me last night? That bitch.
That's okay.
Oh, God. Sorry, Erin. Love you. Shroom Lindsay loves you. That's the thing. Like, Samantha is my alter ego. Clearly, like, if she's trying to talk to you as well, like, it's all love, right?
You are on my mind. What's that song from back in the day?
No clue.
Anyway.
No, I don't think that's even a thing, Ellie.
Whatever. It could be if I wanted it to be.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Come again.
Jeremy, have you ever pulled a tampon out of a girl?
All right, I was thinking about not telling you this story.
Yes.
Now listen, it's not a tampon, but it's kind of along the lines of your story that you just told me.
I wish you could see my face right now.
You said same. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, it is kind of along the same lines, but so it was a while ago, probably like 15 years ago, almost. I had gone out with a girl on her birthday, and we were out drinking, and we ended up going back to my place, and we were both pretty half in the bag. So we started, you know, making up, getting started on the bed and everything, and it progressed, and condom came out. And I was really, really intoxicated, and I don't think I really gave putting on the condom my full attention, so it wasn't on very well.
Oh, God.
And so I go to the bathroom afterwards, and I look down, and I'm like, oh, no.
Where's the condom?
Nowhere to be seen. Now, I'm in my bathroom contemplating, do I go tell her? No, I don't go tell her.
Yes!
So I don't say anything. 2 days later, I get a phone call. I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, do you know what you did to me? I said, what do you mean? She said, did you not notice that the condom wasn't on you after we were done? I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I was hoping to God it fell out somewhere, like I'm between my bed and the bathroom. But, yeah, no, it was definitely inside of her for 2 days.
For 2 days?
2 days.
Did you have to pull it out of her?
No, she did. She went to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was so genuinely, like, just... it was.
How did she not notice that though? Like when she went to go take a piss.
Guys, I have a story.
Oh God.
I feel like we all have stories. This is what it's gonna be. Go ahead.
I was hooking up with this guy Zach in college. Again, another beautiful human and like intelligent. I've met some serious total packages and just like fucked them and left them. Like why? Like what is wrong with me? Can we talk about that? Anyway. So we were having sex, and this was when I was like 2007. I just moved to started going to Adams State, and we had sex, and same thing, like halfway through having sex, we were both like, he's like, stopped. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I can't find the condom. And I was like, okay. So we were like looking around the bed and we were like, whatever. Like he put another one on and we kept having sex. And then the next morning I'm going to the bathroom and I felt something like weird in my vagina. And then I like pulled this fucking condom out. And I was like, what the fuck?
Ooh, like, I'm going to vomit.
The weirdest feeling and the weirdest, how was that up there? It was so weird, but I definitely wasn't pissed at him. Like
a baby comes out of there. So it's big enough.
That's true.
But gross. And then I got like shoved up again in you because you like kept going, oh God, oh God, oh God.
No, that's what I mean. Not that like I get how things can like fit in there. Like I have a huge vagina. We already covered that. But what I don't understand is how just from like me walking home or at some point that I didn't feel like when people say they put two tampons in or like things get, I don't understand that. Like how do you
I don't get that
happened? I was kind of curious as to how 2 days went by and you didn't feel anything like that. But I also don't have a vagina, so I'm not quite sure.
But your body naturally too, like tries to push things out that shouldn't be there. So that is really interesting that 2 days went by. I mean, she probably, what if she had sex with like another guy the next day and he was fucking your condom?
She got DP'd. Sick.
Hilarious.
Anyway, where do we go from there?
Yeah, it's nowhere but down from here.
Allie, have you ever had anything stuck in your vagina?
No, and I don't know if I should feel lame or feel lucky.
You should feel lucky.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, okay. Nope, never have.
Have you ever put anything inside your vagina that wasn't a dildo or a penis?
I'm trying to think.
Or a finger.
No. Maybe like a hairbrush.
Wait, was that the first? What was the first thing you masturbated with?
Fuck, I don't know. My hands? A pillow? A stuffed animal?
No, like, oh, ew. No, I mean like inside your vagina.
I really don't remember.
I remember.
What?
My mom like never gave me the sex talk, but she gave me the book Our Bodies Ourselves. And it's a book from like the 70s or 60s. And it's terrifying. Like it shows picture by picture a birth, but it goes into detail on how to masturbate. And like, it's really like empowering for women or girls to read. Like, I'm glad she gave it to me, but it literally said, I remember it described how to masturbate by dimming the lights and lighting some candles and then finding like a candlestick or something like that. Right. So I was like, wow, like this is really involved to like just masturbate, like you're really trying to
my face
seduce like yourself. So anyway, I lit like one candle, I think I left the light on, and I found a drumstick next to my bed, and it was an old drum set that my neighbors,
you're so nonchalant about this, it was a drumstick.
Because every time I look at drumsticks,
holy shit,
I think about the first time I shoved anything in my vagina.
That's so funny.
I just can't. Can we just say that, like, I started with a drumstick.
Now we hear.
Like, yeah, like that wouldn't. I don't even. Same thing. Like, I wouldn't even know I was masturbating if I.
What if you like? What if your life changed and you wanted to get married and then you marry a drummer?
Yeah, that would be. I mean, that could be the catalyst to something.
Full circle.
But the funny thing is every time I saw this guy, his name's every time I saw him, I would think about like his drum set, and then I would think about the drumstick, and then I would start to get like kind of turned on.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Every time I see a drumstick. I'm so glad I didn't tell you this story before going to see the band.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
I mean,
either a drumstick or a boomerang.
Boomerang.
Oh my God.
I also used to put my crotch underneath a running bathtub until I would come, but I didn't know that I was like coming. Oh my God. Knew it felt really good. And then one day I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, do you ever put your crotch under like the bathtub water or like the faucet? And she was like, no, wait, what, like to clean it? And I was like, yeah, but like just to do it because it feels good. And
I'm how old are you?
Oh my God. I've always wondered to this day. She had to have known. Because I was just I was just watching this next Netflix movie earlier this week about these like lesbian. It was like a lesbian movie. It was really hot. And the girl in the movie had her crotch underneath the bathtub faucet. And I was 12 or 13 when that happened.
Oh my God.
So like 20 years later, I now know that I'm not alone.
No, majority of the time you're not. That's really funny. I never thought of that though.
Probably somebody out there has done the same weird shit, if not weirder than you have.
Yeah, probably. Probably did it like this morning.
So exactly. True. Have you ever used like hot tub jets?
No.
You should.
I've used like one of those like handheld shower things.
Oh. Yeah,
you know, like only I feel bad for Jeremy and other guys because they only have like one or two ways that they can jerk it. We can get creative, man.
You can use your hand. You can use a pocket pal. I used to think that guys would use cups. I was like, I bet they use cups and just put like lotions inside cups and jack off with it. And I recently said that to someone and they were like, how big do you think people's dicks are? Like,
how the hell?
No, I've heard some story when we were younger, you know, buddies talking to buddies, talking about, I've heard somebody use fruit was always a big thing.
Warm apple pie?
I never heard of anybody actually using apple pie, but.
What kind of fruit? A banana?
Yeah, which fruit?
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, I heard banana peels for sure. I heard that you put a banana peel in the microwave for like 15 seconds.
What the fuck?
And then Jeremy is going to try this. I 100% guarantee he's going to try it now.
He's like, BRB, going to Aldi, getting my bananas.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you buy so many bananas? Don't worry about it. Back off.
Is that the smell of burning banana peel?
Allie, buy some for for Tom Tom.
We have bananas.
Okay, we'll throw one in a microwave. Well, just the peel. Just the peel.
I feel like that's just asking for third degree burns.
Well, like, make sure it's cool. Like, test it on your wrist or something. And
that's how I test bathwater for kids.
I know. I was trying to be relatable to you.
Holy shit. This is so funny.
Wait, what else, Jeremy? What else did they use? What kind of fruit? We didn't get past that.
I think it was like an orange or something. I don't remember.
I could see an orange.
Yeah, juicy. It's cutting a hole in it.
Oh my God. I feel like the citrus could burn though.
Because if you have sores on your wiener from burning with a banana peel.
Yeah, that citric acid would definitely hurt.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
So funny.
Only experiment once a week.
You know what I love to hear too? Like guys, only occasionally I've heard this, guys that like anal stimulation. I had someone once tell me that they put like a Sharpie up their butt.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, I know a lot of guys like are into that shit. I don't.
No objects. This is why. Okay. So whenever I buy, I am so OCD and like grossed out by germs. I recently purchased a bunch of glassware, like glass pots and pans for my kitchen because it's like the most natural way. So you're not having like shit leaking into your food.
Yeah.
So when I bought them, I gave them a bleach bath and then I ran them through the dishwasher like four times, bleached them again, and then ran them through the dishwasher one more time. And my friend in Colorado was like, why are you going through all that? Like, I understand you're buying secondhand.
That's excessive, girlfriend.
Because what if someone took a shit in one of the pots or pans?
Are you buying used?
Yes.
Oh.
I forgot to mention that part. I would buy it from like from Goodwill. And my thought is always, my immediate thought goes to, what if someone has shit in the pot and pans? And people are like, my friend was like, why? Like, why would anyone be shitting in a pot or pan? Like,
This is America. People will do anything. And also, if you're buying it why wouldn't you just buy it new, knowing that you're a germaphobe?
Because glass pots or pans cost like $100 a piece. Like it would have cost me like $500 to get a set. And instead I paid $30.
Wouldn't that be worth it for your germaphobe brain?
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not.
I'm good with it after washing it so many times.
And I'm surprised you used bleach.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with bleach if it means, like, someone's feces might have been on something.
You're so bizarre.
I know. I was telling you.
How do you come to my house, then? My house is not, like, spit and span.
There you go.
I don't know. It feels, I don't know. I just don't think about it.
Bizarre.
From shoving things up our butts to positive.
I've never been so self-conscious of my house before, like, then when Lindsay comes over.
Oh my God, don't. It's fine.
Whatever. I live in a Lakewood double. Like, it's never going to look clean.
It's just how I am about, like, my personal living environment, like, day in and day out. I'm not, like, judging any. I felt very comfortable in your house. Okay. Besides, like, the dogs jumping on the bed, I was fine.
And then the one took a shit in the hallway.
Ew. So I was telling my mom about the pot and pan story, and she goes, well, Lindsay, you are, like, neurotic. She's like, I'm not going to downplay that. But remember when we didn't have plumbing for 2 weeks because one of the pipes in the front yard burst? We couldn't use the toilet for, like, 2 weeks. And so we would go in our backyard in the Zen garden and have to go to the bathroom. Like, that's where we would go. And she goes, serious? Yeah. She's like, I feel like at one point we had a pan back there. And I was like, I think you're right.
That's probably where it came from.
But I don't think we ever ate off of them after that. You're right.
Like, no, obviously not. That's fucking sick. And do you still rinse your cups out before you use them?
100% of the time.
Yeah. Every time I do it, I think of you.
Oh, yeah. And I always feel bad when I go to someone's house and do it because I see them looking at me like probably thinking, bitch, you think my shit's dirty? But it's like I do it with my own cups.
Do you like tap the light switch six times?
I stopped doing that like in college.
But you actually used to do that?
Yeah. And if I spun in one direction, I had to unwind myself.
Are you kidding? I was joking. Are you kidding?
No. No. 100%.
She's going to be on TLC soon.
No, I don't do it anymore.
My strange behavior.
I don't want to talk about stickers. Don't eat.
Didn't you get
I will talk about anything on this podcast, but fucking you bring up stickers, you're off the show.
You want to hear about drumsticks going up my cooch, it's all right, but don't you dare bring up stickers.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, my husband works at a warehouse for Marks. And, like, the things that he has to do is, like, put stickers on products. I told Lindsay that, and she hyperventilated.
Oh, my God.
She texts me and goes, one of Tom will be at, like, his second job tonight at a Mark's warehouse. And I go, oh, my God, I could never do that. And she goes, why? And I was like, because there are stickers
on
everything.
Yeah. He literally has to take that, like, sticker thing and just go, bloop. Ugh.
I remember when I first started working at CVS and my manager at the time, Ryan, he came up to me and, like, one of the first things on, like, my second day, he asked me to remove all of the stickers.
Oh my God.
Like, an aisle of stuff because we were redoing, like, the planogram or whatever. And later, like, we became friends, like, throughout the years. And at one point we were, I was talking about, like, my fear of stickers, and he goes, oh my God, is that why? Like, he said, I remember when I asked you to do that on your second date and you just looked at me in sheer panic. And he's like, he goes, I remember thinking to myself, like, if she can't handle this, like, I don't know if, like,
it was just, oh my God,
I could handle, like, the task. I was intelligent enough. I didn't know what to say. Like, hey man, sorry, I have this crippling fear of stickers. Can I do something else? Like, how do you even have that?
Well, where does this stem from? Didn't you say that your stepmom, like, covered you in stickers at a fair?
No. Yes. Yes. Oh, why are we talking about this?
Because we're gonna overcome your fear.
We need to have Dub. When we have Dub on the show, he wanted to use this as his, like, final for his thesis or project in school because he's a counselor, a therapist. And he found out there's a name for it.
Yeah.
And it's actually, like, when you Google it, there are so many blogs of people that suffer from the same thing. And when I read their experiences, I was just floored because it was verbatim how I feel and what I experience. Again, I'm not alone, but they do say that a lot of it comes from, like, control and cleanliness and things like that. But I don't know what happened, but my first memory of being afraid of stickers was I was maybe 3 or 4, and my stepmom took me to some fair. It wasn't Medina, it was some other one. And I remember at each little stand, people were giving out stickers. I'm sorry to laugh at you. It's okay. I know it's ridiculous. But I remember the outfit I was wearing and everything. I was wearing these jean overalls with like a little t-shirt underneath. And she put stickers all over me. And it was like for her to see how many stickers we could collect. When we got home, she took all the stickers off of me and put each one on top of the other. And it was like 3 inches thick of stickers. And I remember her being like, look how cool this is. And I wanted to go throw up.
Oh my God.
I was like someone... I was in a prison of hell. It was just, oh, it's horrible.
I'm so glad I don't have any debilitating things like that where it's just like makes you hyperventilate.
Yeah, I don't think I do either. Sorry, I can't relate.
Yeah, you're an outcast, Lindsay.
Oh my God, too funny.
It's terrible. We still love you. One of the many reasons I can never have kids.
Oh, well, yeah. They were stickers on everything. Sticker charts for the bathroom, sticker charts for cleaning up. Sticker charge for not talking back to you.
Yep.
Can't like mm-hmm. can't you do like magnets or something?
Sure, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Anywho.
I hate to cut this short, but I am exhausted. I need to take a shower and go to bed because
cut this short. It's been like an hour and 20 minutes.
It does say 83 minutes. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for answering our call, Jeremy, and playing the guess what the picture of a Diva Cup game is.
Well, I'll have to get back to people what Tom said what it was because he's at work, so he didn't answer. Oh, my God,
please.
Okay. When this hangs up, does it just hang up?
Yeah, when I'll hit finish recording and it'll disconnect us all.
Okay, cool.
Thanks so much for being on the episode. Thank you, listeners, for subscribing and chiming in, and send us your feedback and topic ideas, and we will be sure to discuss those. And Jeremy, earlier in the show, we actually played Ava's recording, her voice message. So thanks for sending that in. It was such a nice little surprise.
My pleasure.
I love it.
All righty. Well, have a good evening, kids.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Take care.
Bye. Toodaloo.